Hi, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. I am your host, Ashley. I know I've been gone for a little bit. I was a little under the weather, and I wanted to make sure my voice was all ready to go so I could be back, you know, prepared and really honor the space and let myself heal. So I'm so excited to be back. This is a special episode. I recently went on a retreat with my mindset and business coach and some other clients of hers. We had a couple group calls together the past couple months. And so at the end, we went on a retreat together and we worked on mindset, business. We went out together. It was super incredible. And I just wanted to share my experience with you because I know there's lots of entrepreneurs out there that really want to get out there and do the work they want to do, which is super incredible. But also it can be super overwhelming and you can feel really lost and overwhelmed all at the same time. And I truly believe finding the right coach to help you through that is so crucial and important because they will help you make not the same mistakes they made and help you make leaps and bounds further into your business and faster. So I'll go ahead and share the pre-recording off of my Instagram Live. So thank you so much and let's get started. What's up? So I'm going to talk about the CEO retreat I just went on. It was with two other ladies. So there was four of us total and a photographer in Nashville, which I was really excited about because Nashville is one of my favorite cities. Especially with me, you know, headed out there soon in a couple weeks. Just to give you a breakdown of where I was like mentally before, I just went through like a horrible breakup and I got really sick and I had to step away from my business for a little bit because I was like, oh my God, everything is imploding. But if it weren't for doing the work with Corinne, I wouldn't have been able to be strong enough and confident enough to be able to walk away from my business for, I think it was like probably three weeks, just because I really needed to take care of like what was going on in my personal life. And so I didn't have any real expectations for the weekend. Like I knew like, you know, we've all been working together, like as a group, had a couple like group calls and stuff on top of like the one-on-one calls I've been doing with my business coach, Corinne. And I was like, okay, I don't really know what I'm getting myself into. I was like a little nervous, like we're all from different states. And I was like, okay, like hopefully we get along, especially like women are naturally like fickly. So I was like, oh, I was honestly worried about that. Like the first half hour, I was like, I'm just observing. So that's kind of like how I felt like before I walked in. And the vibe was like incredible. It was so amazing. The house was really beautiful. And we just really got along with everybody. I think the funniest thing was I was the tallest woman. And I'm barely 5'4". I was like, this is really bizarre. Like, I'm never the tallest woman. So that was honestly, like, hysterical for me. And so we, like, went out to dinner and everything. And everyone's like, you're a local. Like, where should we eat? And I'm like, I'm not a local. Like, yes, I have, like, my best friend that lives out here. But, like, I'm not the person to ask about recommendations. So we went and had burgers that night and were able to like walk from the Airbnb, which was really nice. And the next morning we worked on like almost like a rope cutting connection in our subconscious, which means like someone in your subconscious that you still have ties with that you really want to walk away from. So we worked on that and that was really good for me, especially with the current situation I'm going through. That felt like really like liberating in a way. And then right after we did breath work, which is like you keep a certain breath the entire time, and whatever comes up, and like you deal with it, like however like you emotionally feel or however like your body wants to move, which is really incredible because I didn't realize like things from my childhood was popping up. Like I was really picked on and bullied by boys when I was in elementary school and middle school, for my weight and my looks, and just realizing that like the reason why I attract the guys that I do is because I let like little kids really tell me like what is worthy enough for me. And I've always had the bar set like really low. And that was incredible because like I just did this cord cutting meditation, and then I'm doing working on things from my childhood, like all within the same like 3 hours. And it was so incredible because I don't know anybody that has gone to a retreat and done this much mindset work, like packed into such a small few days. And honestly, like I felt like it saved me like years of work that needed to be done within myself. And that was really incredible for me because, I mean, just like talking about it is like, you know, dealing with like my whole life changing rapidly and then having to deal with things through my childhood and finally like figuring out like why my subconscious was still holding on to that just like blew my mind. And all the other women felt the same way because we're just like totally like, oh my gosh, like my mind has been blown. And then right after that, we did an astrology reading, which was really incredible because she talks about like she does all the research before we got on the call, and she like needs to know like, you know, what time you're born and where you're born and all of that, and where you're currently living and all of that. And so when she came to me, she was like, you know, like asking me like, what does it feel like being at home? And then what's it feel like being in Nashville? And I'm like, honestly, like, I don't really know. I'm in the middle of moving. And she was like, honestly, like it makes total sense. Like you pull energy from the moon. Like you have different phases in your life. And I was like, wow, no, actually my entire life makes sense now. Thank you. Like, so just like having that reassuring and her letting me know, like with me moving soon and the energy I'll be pulling on within that space was really special for me because now I know kind of like what kind of energy I'm walking into, like what I should expect, like my mindset should be, which was really awesome. And after that, you know, we got to have like a little bit of alone time to kind of like decompress from all of like the mindset work we did and all of the releasing and just like learning more about like the energies we pull on and which planets we pull on, which was really incredible. So that was literally the first day. I was like, whoa, like I didn't realize like how much I would be like jam-packed in, but honestly, like it was amazing. It was like one thing after another, but it still like felt really relaxed. You know, we all like sat down and ate like, you know, meals and everything. It wasn't like rushed, but it also felt like there was enough stuff that was going on. And then the next day we did another like meditation and stuff and kind of like where we see like our higher self, like our 3.0 self. And that was the first meditation in weeks where I was like, I just feel in pure bliss, like pure relaxation. Like I was so relaxed afterwards. It was incredible. And then Corinne shared with us like some really intimate parts of her life. And she was like, at the end, like my jaw like almost dropped. Like in my head, it definitely dropped. I was like trying not to have that reaction in front of everybody. But I was just like so in awe because even she was like, you know, I wasn't expecting to like share all of this. But then like with her like sharing like intimate parts of her life and like really putting herself out there really shows like how genuine of like a mindset and business coach she is,
because she really does put her heart out there and being like, I really do want to help you. It's not just like what's on, you know, like the rubric of what we're doing this weekend. It's like, okay, I want to be able to help you. And I feel like somebody really needs to hear this right now. And parts of it, like, I definitely needed to hear. And I was just like, I was definitely mind blown. And I just felt like so inspired and like that she felt like she could share that with us, which was really special. And then afterwards, Corinne had a one-on-one with us, which was really awesome because like I've been working with her for several months. So finally having a one-on-one in person was like a really cool experience, especially when you've been working with someone for so long. And then we did pictures with Marco, and I've literally never had a photographer take pictures of me. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like an awkward taco. But that was really fun because not only were we doing like all of this like mindset work and these business strategies, like I was having to like put myself out there because when I first decided to be an entrepreneur, I was like petrified of doing a live. And I come from a sales background. Like I'm used to conference calls, but like, I don't know, like having to put myself out there was like something like terrifying. And then having someone like take pictures of me, I'm like, okay, like we're really working on all the things this weekend. It's great. And then we did like testimonial videos for Corinne. And in that moment, I was just like, I definitely had this moment of like, damn, this really is my life right now. Like I'm really doing the thing. Like I'm out here like on a retreat with women that we all have the same mentor. And now I have like a professional photographer taking a video of me of a testimonial video. And I just like had this huge realization. I was like trying to answer the questions, but I also like my mind was being blown all at the same time. And that was just like really powerful for me. And realizing like how far I've come, like putting myself out there and being able to speak about like myself, my story, and who I am as a coach was really important for me. So that was really incredible. And then after that, we went out, which was awesome because Nashville is the shit to go out because people are actually nice. I'm from the DC area and people are not nice. Like people have like this attitude of like, you better earn it before you talk to me. And I'm like, oh my God, like whatever. So we went out to Hampton Social, which was really fun. And I didn't realize one of the girls like has never really like gone out or bar hopping. And I'm like, girl, this is my second nature. Like, don't you worry. So that was really incredible because I wasn't sure with like, we just met all these people. Now we're all going to go out. So like, not only have we seen like our personal sides, our business sides, now we're going to see like who these people are when we go out to the bars. So I was like, wow, we are really getting to know these people in all different phases. But I think the funniest part was when we went to go get checked in by the bouncer and all our IDs were like completely different states. Chelsea was the funniest because she's from Hawaii and like the bouncers were just like, is this real? Like, so it was really funny. And, trying to think what else. I feel like I just like rambled so much all at once. So with like hanging out with the ladies and everything, and them like sharing like personal parts of their lives and just realizing like how much some of our experiences like almost like overlap or are very similar, which I had no idea until we started like chatting and everything. And that was a huge moment for me too, especially like hearing people's different stories and with everything like I've been through, I'm like, damn, like I was just like having like one moment after the next of just like my mind's blown, like, oh my gosh, like I totally like kind of like dodged a bullet in a way. And also having the confidence to just like be able to step away from my business, but also like be able to still go on this trip and like feel super confident about it. And then when I got home, I realized my podcast has more than tripled in downloads since the weekend. And I was like, that was incredible. So I may end up putting this on the podcast. So I just want to thank everybody for literally just listening to what I have to say around mind and movement and my daily affirmations that I put out weekly. Like, I appreciate the support and I love it so, so much. So thank you so much. I was so excited when I was looking at the analytics, like totally like did a little dance party. And I was so excited because I can't believe it has more than tripled, because some of the stuff I was sharing, I was feeling like a little bit like, I don't know if people actually want to see this. So, seeing everybody's support and people downloading it, and it's actually, you know, something that people really want. And I know it's something that has really helped me, especially with the beginning of working on my mindset and everything. It's something very close to my heart and very special to me. So thank you so much for the support on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. So just to wrap it up, I would say, like, if you are looking for a mindset and business coach, definitely recommend Corinne. And the retreat had so much in it, more than I was even expecting. And we worked on so much. It was so incredible. And being able to like hang out with everybody and go out with everybody was awesome. Being able to just like dance with everybody. I also didn't realize I could salsa like that. So that was pretty dope. And yeah, so if you are getting into entrepreneurship, when I decided to get into entrepreneurship, I had a coach for a little bit and I didn't really like him. I was like, this is so similar to my sales job. That's literally why I left my sales job. And then I met Corinne, and she's helped me with like figuring out who I am as a coach, like what I want to further my education in, my niche market, helping me with my mindset, helping me through like this huge change in my life. Like, I cannot recommend her enough, honestly. Like, the fact that like we just kind of like ran into each other on Instagram, just like, definitely feels like it was like meant to be in a way, because I definitely believe, you know, everything happens for a reason. Nothing is a coincidence. So it has been totally incredible, and I'm about to do a breakthrough weekend with her and continue with getting my NLP certification and then doing some more one-on-one with her. And it feels like every couple weeks I'm like, dang, like, I can't believe how much I've changed so fast. And then looking back, I'm like, dang, I can't believe how much I've changed so fast. So thinking about me continuing with her is so exciting, just to see how much I'm gonna grow and how quickly I'm gonna grow and how quickly my business is gonna grow is so incredible. So I think I did not take more than 3 breaths in the last 15 minutes, but thank you so much for listening to what I had to say about the CEO retreat. I will tag the ladies who I met. They are amazing coaches. Check them out. You know, see if it's the vibe. Totally recommend them. I will also tag the photographer, Marco. He was so dope all weekend. And then, of course, I will tag Corinne, most amazing mindset and business coach out there. But thank you so much. Love y'all. Bye.